Shalom Avraham, welcome to everyone. We're learning Peliyoids Avasrayim. This is probably the last year of Avasrayim, shir number 56. And we discussed a very important topic in the previous shir of Shabbos about Siluk HaSinah L'Adei Shiyachshav Al Avonoisov, about removing the dislike or the word hatred that might have towards other people if he contemplates and thinks of his own Averis. And I wanted to mention something that I spoke to some people over Shabbos that I neglected to mention, is that I personally will tell you this has helped me have a better relationship with other people. When I say other people, I don't mean the people that give me cheesecake every day, and I don't get cheesecake every day. I'm saying the people that are the difficult people sometimes to deal with. The nisyonis, right? The difficult people that we have in life. I have found when I say to myself, you know what? I'm no Mr. Perfect. Maybe close. That was a joke. Okay? I'm no Mr. Perfect. And I have mistakes. I have faults. You know what? I have faults. And you know what? They have faults also. And this enabled me to help me, and helps me, I should say, helps constantly. And exactly what the Peliyoid is saying, this Eitzah we discussed last week. So I just want to tell you, it's Badik Manus. It works. It does work. And let's try to implement it. So we see over here the last two pieces you have on this topic of Avos Reyim is Mailos Avol Acher Gan Kishyesh Lehafsid. He tells us there's a halacha like this. Let's say you, Gemara in Bamitzia, Daflam Gimel and Aleph. Right? Those who learn Bamitzia, they're familiar with this Gemara over there. Let's say you lose an item. And let's say your father or your Rebbe lost an item. So who has kedima to get that item back first? Your father, the Rebbe, or you yourself? And the halacha is avedosoi kedemis. The halacha is you come first. Shaloi kedemis. Shaloi kedemis. Yours comes first. That's the halacha. However, the Gemara continues and the Peliyoz explains, whoever fulfills that approach, that you're allowed to get yourselves first, your item that you lost first, over your father or Rebbe or someone else. You know what's going to happen? As Rashi explains, if you're always careful to see your own benefits first, what can I get out of it? What's in it for me? If you always look from that perspective, the person is removing from himself this yoke of responsibility of doing chesed for others, of giving tzedakah, and at the end he's going to need others. Why? Because he's only caring about himself. Explains the Peliyot from the Gemara B'Metzia. Are you rightfully permitted to take it for yourself first, to go after your own item that's missing? Yes. Should you? No. And if you do, and you care about yourself first, there's a problem with that. There's a problem with that. Because then, Mida Connect Mida, we're going to have to come, Chas V'Shalom, onto those people who we took care of ourselves first, now we're going to have to ask them. Rak Tzarech Shi Yisrat Zila Havsid Hu Ma'uat. Try to live your life in the following way. I take care of myself secondary. I look for the other person. I take care of the other person. That he shouldn't lose out. I should be concerned that my friend shouldn't lose out. You go into an event, you want to make sure there's a seat for yourself, right? Make sure there's a seat for your friend. Make sure there's a seat for your friend. You know, I want to tell you a story. I have a chavrusa. I'm even say his name. I have a chavrusa. When I first came here 18 years ago, there was a yid in town who was of the oldest in the shul. And I noticed this. I was a newcomer. I just came to town here. And he would look around and he would see somebody needs a chair. He made it his business to pick himself up and to go get a chair from the other room, the other side. Sam Bakal Vashon. Looking for the other, and I said, this is remarkable. A lot of people younger than him in shul, because he was like of the second to oldest. There was another yid that lived 100 and something or so. Always looking for other people. That's the message over here. That's the message. Look, what can I help someone else with? That's the message that Peleus is teaching us. The Ikr concludes over here the topic of Avos Reim. The Ikr Avos Reim, who she is slabish atzmoy beguf chaveroi. We're all wearing clothing now. We're wearing a shirt, some a tie, a jacket. We'll conclude in a second, Rabbi Shengel. And he says here, you know what Ikr Avos Reim is? Wear your friend's guf. Put yourself in his shoes. The Ikr Avos Reim, who she is slabish atzmoy. Beguf chaveroi, boifin she'afim hu enei makbir al kavoidoi ve'al bezoyne mikomokon yachshev kimoish im hu hoya kimoi chaveroi al pimidoiza hoya roitzi shechabdu. Even though the other person might not be makbir, you know what? But if I'm wearing his clothing now, I should be makbir in his covet. We tells us the Pelioids, be concerned for every single person's covet. Give covet to every single person. And this applies to children as well. I know a child, he's not a child anymore. He's a father of many children now. When he was a child, he would stand next to his father and everybody would shake his father's hand, wish him good Shabbos, and he would put his hand out to ignore him. You know, like he doesn't exist. He give a Shalom Aleichem, give a good Shabbos to the little boys. I know about this story because the child told me the story. He said he felt like, no, he didn't exist. You could see right through him. Give cover to every single person. Wear their goof. Wear their body. And even if they would not be makbid, we should be makbid for the cover of others.
Dear friends, I have a short announcement to share with you. We are having a Mishnathon to enable us to continue spreading Torah around the world for you to benefit and enjoy and grow in Yiddishkeit through these shiurim. We are asking you to help us be successful in this Mishnathon by sponsoring Prakim of Mishnayis for $100 a perek. You can reach out to me directly on the WhatsApp. Phone number is 732-407-3178, or my email is rabbigreenspan@firstseder.org. And I want to thank you in advance for your participation to enable us to continue spreading Torah around the world. Thank you very much.